Delio? Tell me you're not going out for cheerleading. Again?
You're still trying to get a plane to land in the backyard?
Way more boffo! I have at last received communication from aliens!
Shocking! Do you believe it, guys?
Don't believe me? Check that out. 4, 3, 2, 1!
Every birthday, my mom and dad would say, you're another year older, another year wiser, but I still go to school to get an education. I do each and every day like a mini vacation. All grown up, I really want to shout it out. All grown up, I want the world to know. All grown up, I really want to shout it out. All grown up with you. All grown.
Freaky.
One word, coincidence. I mean, aliens?
I don't know, Tommy. It is the explanation from the kid waving a Blubber World flag.
For never was a story of more woe than this of Juliet and her Romeo. Oh. Thus ends the bard's tragic, love-filled masterpiece.
He's my Romeo.
Well, he's tragic.
How'd you get paired up with him on the cleanup committee for the dance?
Just lucky, I guess.
Love is so very elusive. Sometimes found, but mostly lost. And now, alas, I'll be chaperoning our spring fling unescorted, solo, alone. Now, who can describe Juliet in one word? Sean?
Nice. Very nice. Like, not mean. Romeo didn't like mean girls, and I don't either. Me and Romeo don't like the meanies.
Guess that counts you out.
What do you mean?
What do you mean, what do I mean? I mean, you're mean, so adios to any chance with Sean, the genius.
I happen to be very nice.
I think so, too.
Hell, Astro!
Mm-hmm.
I bet you can't be nice, as in not mean, for one day. No, no, no. Make that 4 days till the spring fling.
4 days? I mean, no prob. Only, what's in it for me?
That warm, fuzzy feeling you get when you do something for others?
Shall I repeat the question?
I'll tell you what, Angelica. You pull it off, and I'll switch jobs with you for the dance. Just think, you and Sean working side by side.
Yeah, picking up trash. Okay, you're on. Nice for 4 days, starting now.
Does that mean we won't be on the Sunshine Welcome Committee? Cork it!
Okay, now.
Teal told me he found it in the backyard where the aliens left it for him. He's just not giving up on this stuff.
You don't think there could be something to it, do ya?
No way. You know Dill. He always thinks aliens are around.
Yeah, Chucky. He thought you were one till last Wednesday.
Ha ha. But if you think about it, this is the first time Dill's ever actually said they talked to him.
Plus, the woodpile thing was bizarro.
Well, that leaves two choices. Either Dill did it, or they did.
Okay, there's a logical reason for everything. It's so not Dill to work that hard, moving wood. Unless... Oh, man, it's obvious! He's outpranking us! Revenge for making him believe Spike laid that egg.
Oh, yeah! That was a good one. He sat on it all day!
I don't know. It doesn't really seem like Dill to think up a prank.
Exactly. Nothing's like Dill. That's what makes Dill Dill, and his plan almost perfect. He's sure the last thing we'd expect from him is the old reverse prank. Back me up. So, Dill, ready to meet the aliens, huh?
Not today. Just laser tag practice. My team is awesome. We're lose-free. And if we win tomorrow, we're in the finals on Saturday.
Wow, that rocks, Dill.
Here you go, Dilly. One beat the enemy banana power smoothie to go.
Saturday? Isn't that when the aliens are coming? Maybe they'll show in time for the big game. Whoa. Then I'd be famous on two planets. Well, got a jam. Jill's living it. He didn't bat an eye.
Then there's only one thing to do. Out prank little brother Dylan.
Got any ideas?
It's gotta be really, really big.
I gotta say, he's acting like he really believes it.
No way, he knows we're watching. Anyway, this is all part of his elaborate scheme. But I know how his mind works, and I'm one step ahead of him on the scheme-o-meter.
So what do you got, Ben Franklin?
We're gonna pull the old Franco double reverse.
We plant signs so Dill would think the aliens really are coming.
He'll be so confused. Yet excited, his head will explode.
Sweet.
Wow, I see it. Totally. I see the message in those mashed potatoes.
Me too. Six little hills, then the big one. I'm pretty sure it says they're coming early Saturday. Before noon.
Dill, did you see those weird lights outside your window this morning?
No. Really? Wow. Weird lights, message in the potatoes.
This is all going in my Aliens and Me journal right after practice.
Meanwhile, Dill, I'll keep on the lookout for more signs.
Thanks, T. Tommy, just wanted to tell you, you're the best. It really means a lot to me that you believe me this time. You know, trust me the way I trust you.
Wow, that sounded like he meant it.
He's good.
You think he'll buy it?
Hello? He converses with potatoes?
Tommy!
Wow! How did you?
I didn't! It's them! They're really talking to me now! It's so wicked!
But I gotta catch some Z's. You know, I am in training for the game of my life. Do you realize it's the first team I've ever been on that's ever won anything? And we could even win the finals!
I'm really proud of you, D. You'll do great.
Thanks, bro. Hey, T, you think they have brothers?
Don't know. But you can ask them when they come. Well, night, D.
Night, T. Night, guys.
Love the hair. We should hang sometime.
Cute top.
Sorry, Angelica. Phony nice won't cut it. You want the shine deal? Keep it real.
Fine. Like what?
An act of selflessness? Giving of yourselfness. Like a good deed.
You gotta be more specific. People, places. I need some direction here.
Well, if anyone needs a good deed, it's Miss Fuzzy Face.
Jeez, why don't I just climb Mount Everest while I'm at it? Twice.
Ooh, all ready for your game?
And it's not just any game. It's the big game before the bigger game.
Dill, it is so nice how dedicated you are to your team.
Laser tag rules. Gotta go.
By the way, do you happen to know why all the pictures in the house are upside down, except yours?
Whoa! This is big! They did it! It's another alien sign, Mom!
Uh-huh.
First, the bicycle suspended in midair. Now this! Wait till I tell Tommy when I get home for my game!
The what suspended where?
Come on, he's gonna be back soon!
Got the perfect finishing touch.
Cool. Hey, how's it looking, Chucko? Like the real deal?
Kind of. If nobody minds a crop circle, it looks more like a crop parallelogram.
We won! We're in the final!
Way to go, Dee! We gotta celebrate!
Okay! But first, did you see any more signs? Anything at all?
Nope, nothing else. Now me, I like to celebrate a huge victory with some, fresh air.
Funny. I prefer fresh socks.
Ha ha ha! Wow! Your victory is, so much in the air. I can actually, feel it. Right out there. Can you feel it too? Like, now?
Yes. I feel it. I feel it, T.
It's everywhere. Up and down.
Whoa. Do you see that?
Wow! What is it?
They're totally talking now. They knew I'd go for the bizarro non-circle crop circle. Wonder what the blue means. Who cares? I love their color sense. They're so stylish. I can't believe it's really happening. And in my own backyard. Okay, now they've told me almost everything I need.
They have?
Exacto! My picture was the only right side up one. So that means they want me to come right up. The crop parallelogram means field. So I'm to meet them in the field where I usually ride my bike. Now I just need to know one more thing.
Which is?
Exactly when they want to meet me.
Yeah. When?
How many more days of this?
I'll tell you what, Angelica, you do just one more nice teeny-weeny thing, and you and Sean get to clean up the gym.
Really? Whatever it is, piece of cake.
No, O'Keefe's. Conquer Mount Everest.
Huh?
Poetry. My heart yearns for the poetry of the poets.
I think she likes poetry.
Yeah? Right. Poetry. She needs Pangborn.
Pangborn? Oh, not him, girl.
Hey, he's got poems. Hideous ones, but...
so weird. No way.
Miss O'Keefe, when you mentioned the spring fling, I got very sad. You see, my parents can't be there this year to watch me fling, into spring. So I, too, am alone and was hoping...
That I'll be there for you, Angelica? I'm chaperoning anyway. Though I planned on lurking in the shadows, I shan't let you down.
Oh, it'll be such a comfort knowing that you're standing at the, northwest corner of the punch bowl.
Eh? The northwest corner of the...
Punch bowl? Well, okay. Anything so you won't feel all alone.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Bring your poetry book.
Eh?
Okay, now is where little brother gets busted and has to fess up. Though I must admit his acting's better than I thought it would be.
So come on. What's the plan, Stan?
All we have to do is plant a sign saying the aliens are coming at exactly the same time as Dill's big laser tag final.
Ha! He'll have to come clean then.
Yep, he'd never forfeit his game. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, act casual.
Did you hear? All the clocks went off and they all say the same thing. Saturday at 6 p.m.
And the time at the tone is Friday 4:30.
That is true.
What does it mean? It means they're coming Saturday at 6.
Oh.
How?
They travel at 6 on a Saturday. Oh, wait a minute, Dill. When's your big laser tag game?
How can you possibly be at your game and a field where the aliens are coming at the same time?
Tommy, I have to confess something. T, I know how much you believe in me and everything.
It's okay, Dill. We know.
You do? So you're not disappointed in me?
No way, little bro. You pulled it off so far, and you did great up till now.
Oh, cool.
So you'll just have to wait till next year to see me win.
Huh?
I'm not going to my laser tag final. I hate laying my teammates down, but I'm going to that field to meet my large-headed, tiny-chinned, extended index finger friends.
Okay, guys, I'm starting to feel bad. I think we can all agree Dill really believes it's happening.
Wasn't that the whole idea?
Yeah, when we thought he was pulling one on us, but now I'm not even sure he was. I think we should tell him, guys.
What?
No way! Aren't you the one who laid down the rules of prank? Pick the idea, plan it out,
keep it a secret, and follow it through to the end. And did I mention keep it a secret?
But guys, he's blown off his team's championship game.
Maybe he wants you to think that, and it's part of his setup.
What if it isn't? Ever think of that?
No. Check it out.
Tin foil! If that isn't a fake alien in the making.
Oh, he's pranking us all right.
We're talking Dill here. He could be just dressing up as the Tin Man again.
Or not. I say, if anything, now's the time to amp it up. Like do an all-out alien visitation at the field.
Awesome, Lillian. Thank you, Philip.
Toby, if you think about it, Dill loves a good joke. He'll laugh.
This could go down as one of your all-time greatest tea.
Or not. Dill, what's up with the foliage?
Oh, it's my turn to bring snacks to the laser tag game. But seeing as I've opted for Column Alien, would you mind bringing them?
Really? That's what the tin foil was for?
Duh, I only do Tin Man on leap years. Don't worry, I won't stay with them long. I'll tell them I have a cool family and homework. Oh, I can't wait to meet them.
Oh, Dill, I gotta tell you something.
Too much clothing? Okay, I won't take the beret and tap shoes.
Dill, oh man. Okay, here goes. Dill, it's all a hoax. All those signs, we did them all.
A hoax?
A prank just to get you because we thought you were pranking us.
I really thought this time they were coming. To see me. Why are you telling me now?
I guess the more excited you got, the guiltier I started feeling. I don't want you to miss your big game. I'm really sorry, Dee.
So, the bike?
Us.
Pictures?
Us.
The crop?
Yes, yes, all of it.
Wait a minute. How'd you know what all those signs meant?
What? They don't mean anything.
Don't you get it? You think it's an accident that you happened to come up with those signs? Who do you think planted them in your brain? Oh, they are clever little guys, or girls, or things. The parallelogram was brilliant.
Actually, that was just bad mowing.
Of course it was, Tommy. They're talking to me, through you. I gotta get to that field.
But Dill...
You're right. I may need the tap shoes. Ugh. Do I have to do everything around here?
Anyone know a good poem?
I do. I wrote a whole book of them.
Really? You're a poet?
Yes. Would you like to hear one, please?
Wow, you really did a good deed.
Are you kidding? That was the mother of all good deeds. So I win, right?
Yep, and there's your prize now. Here, go sweep him off his feet.
Trash, Duty Angelica!
Dill!
it's just Phil, Lil, and Chucky. It's Christmas lights and silver paint and...
Tommy, they made those guys do this. You don't think they wanted to land in some boring empty field, do you? They wanted a show. You know, wacky lights, funky sounds, the whole deluxe package. Actually, they got you.
Huh? Dill, come on, it's over. They're not coming.
Uh-huh. Ye of little faith.
Everywhere! What in the Mount St. Helens are you doing in this field?
Phew! We just pulled the alien prank of pranks on Dill,
about which he remains in denial.
Don't worry, Dilly. You'll get him next time. How about we go home and scare up some ice cream?
Cool.
Sounds great.
They really aren't coming?
I tried to tell you. I'm sorry, Dill. I feel really bad.
You mean, you really did do this to me? Like, nobody made you? Wow. I thought you finally believed me. Why'd you do that, Tommy?
Oh, man, Dill, please. I couldn't possibly feel any worse. Let's just get out of here.
It was amazing.
In.
They love their pizza. They eat it 14 clipdoors a day. So, much happened while I was gone?
It's been like 3 seconds.
Yeah, 3 seconds Earth time.
Okay. Come on. We're gonna go to our house for ice cream.
No way. Gotta get to my game before 6.
Dill, what are you talking about? Your game's way over.
Check again. Huh? It's 5:45.
Okay. And that happened.
How? They did that for me. They didn't want me to miss my game.